Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whale, and glad you're here. It is Tuesday. That would be April 17, 2007, 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome back, my friends. We have a very exciting show for you here this evening, and we'll get into that in just a minute. First things first, though, welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. Maybe you're listening at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Our website, by the way, is technically Webmaster James's website. He does all the work. It's his website, and he does a fine job with it. He mentioned to me today that a lot of people were kind of upset about some of the audios and things like that, saying that the information wasn't there or something like that. He does not record the audios, okay? That's strictly an RBN thing. It's their archives. They record them, and we just link to their archives. So I don't know. Maybe we could put Thomas on it or something. I don't know what happens there. But apparently, Thomas, there's some kind of discrepancy with the first hour being part of the day before and then transcending into the next day. It lists the archive separately or something. Any idea?
Well,
you have no idea, do you?
Well, no, I do. It basically, because it switches over to the next day.
Yeah.
So technically, if you want to hear the midnight hour through 3 o'clock, you're going to have to go to the next day. So
right.
And technically, the show has to end. It's like 20 or 30 minutes. I believe that's the time.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody out there, if you want to listen to Frank's show, you got to listen to it. I'd be safe to say at 4 o'clock, it should be good to hear the whole show. But remember, from 11 to midnight, you're going to have to hear the 17th, and then the 18th will be for the rest
right.
of the show.
Right. Okay. So that's basically a fairly good and comprehensive explanation. And I got to tell you, my friend, I'm very pleased with that and also very shocked. So good job.
Well,
you've impressed me once again.
Well, hey, I try,
Yeah. Well, good.
You know, lowly producers, we're not the brightest on the planet, but we know what we're doing.
That's true. It's very, very true. Kidding. No, I appreciate that very much.
Okay.
So thank you. So anyway, that's the story on the archives. If you're wondering about that, it's some sort of weird thing. So I guess technically, Thomas, I'm doing not 5 shows a week. I'm doing 10 shows a week.
Exactly.
Just 5 of them are only for an hour.
Right. You're doing
okay.
you're doing 5 1-hour shows.
Yeah, and 5 3-hour shows.
So you are literally the busiest man on the RBN network.
It's amazing.
You're incredible.
You know, I wonder sometimes why I don't have any free time, and now I know. I didn't realize I was doing 10 shows a week.
You do 15 hours of radio in 1 week, and for 1 day, and then the next day you do 5. So you actually do 20 hours of radio. It's incredible.
Actually, it's always been 20 hours.
Yeah, but you split it up so well.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's completely my idea.
Well, there you go. See. Well, there you go, everybody. Now you know it was all Frank's idea.
Yeah, it was all my idea.
The John and everybody had nothing to do with
this. No. The whole move tonight's was absolutely my idea. I said, let me do a show that spans 2 days.
And
I'm kidding,
did.
Of course. But you know what? If we did a show on New Year's Eve, it would span from 2007 to 2008.
It would be a year-long show.
It would be. It would feel like it, too. Especially because I'd have to drag you away from your celebrating. Whatever. Do you ever celebrate New Year's
really
Eve,
don't.
Anything like that?
I mean, when you have kids and you have a wife, you don't celebrate anymore. And I
sure
think
you do.
I think I think the listeners out there, I've turned into an 80-year-old man. I really...
Oh, okay.
I just sit at home, have my little champagne.
Yeah.
You know...
That's pretty much how it is, except it's like sparkling grape juice and like some cheese.
There you go.
Yay.
All right, another year. Time to go to
hugs
bed.
And bed. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm fairly uneventful, honestly, but at least now I know the reason, so thank you for finding that.
You're
chock full of useful information.
Congratulations, you're old, Frank.
Yeah, feels like it. All right, stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes. We'll have our guest with us tonight. It's Greg Colson. He's been on once before, and the guy's just down with his perspective. I look forward to welcoming him into homes as we continue on with the probe. So please stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio, 3 minutes.
We've all considered solar power one time or another, and solvency will be your key to a better future. Can solar help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power and for a lot less than you would think? One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power to your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com. at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073, or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years. With change to your current lifestyle or habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 9 to 22 years off your mortgage. This is not a weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the web earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Mel, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home. I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank. Very excited that you're here. It is, of course, Tuesday, and a very special guest joining us tonight. He's been on before several months ago, and really some amazing insights that this man possesses, and he's a news hound. He's an est, and we certainly appreciate his insight here tonight, and I look forward to quite a bit of information. Keep in mind our phone number, more than one interact. 800-313-9443, toll free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let me please welcome Graham Greg Coulson. Thank you so much, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
It's been a long week.
Yeah?
Already.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like 2 Mondays in a row or something.
I was going to say, that's not a good thing on a Tuesday to say it's been a long week. Although, you absolutely have my sympathies. It's the same thing for me. I've just been beating right and left, and I'm wore out, man. I'm exhausted.
I know. It seems like we're bleeding time everywhere, and we just can't seem to, you know, collect enough of it to use anything. You know, use it for something. It's
that's the truth. And of course, obviously, you know, and what you do and what I do, very, very similar as far as our analysis and research and things like that. Which is always why it's a lot of fun. Somebody on who has examined so many different subjects so in depth, because you know what it's like. I mean, it is absolutely mind-numbingly time-consuming and life-consuming to dive into these things full force, because it's just, well, it takes a lot of you, and there's not a whole lot left for everybody else, and hopefully, you know, people that care about you can appreciate the sacrifice that you're making for the truth, and you, my friend, are a seeker of the truth, and I'm very excited that you're here.
I'm glad to be here, partner.
Well, One of the first things I want to talk about, I'm sure, is we discussed this in depth last night, the whole incident with the shooting at Virginia Tech. Obviously, you know, just with our speculation last night about how it was going to go down, we're seeing a lot of these things come to pass. First of all, there's a story out there saying, you know, spokesperson for the state of Virginia basically said that the police response was proper. We found out that the shooter is a 23-year-old South Korean native named Cho Sung Hui. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but that's okay. The World Action is indicating that Charlton Heston and our gun love culture here in the United States is to blame. You know, I mean, there's so many different. There were seven states that had school related issues today. Suspicious circumstances, some sort of response, all of things. It's really amazing stuff. So it's intriguing as we're seeing this response. We're seeing the families calling for the city president to be fired and the head of the police force there to be fired. You know, it's a typical response. Everybody wants somebody to blame in a time of tragedy and trouble. And I'm encouraged by the thought that most of the American people don't seem to be anxious to embrace gun control at this point. Although it is intriguing to know the world's response seems to be sort of, you know, shame to us here in the United States, saying that, you know, if you guys weren't obsessed with guns over there and the need to have them and the ability to have them, then you wouldn't have these kinds of problems.
Silly assumption. You know?
It is. It's an absolutely silly assumption. Much like the idea, because this kid was South Korea, I guess there's a story about the Asian countries are very concerned that you know, gung-ho U.S. Citizens are going to go shoot up schools. As if we operated that way. It's bizarre.
They got a whole different mindset and culture over there. Just, you know, people, I don't know, they work off of people's ideas, and a lot of time they're wrong ideas.
Yes, very true.
It's great. The thing that bothered me today when I got the breaking news on this one, this morning they talked some more things. Supposedly here they had an interview from Diane Sawyer with Virginia Tech president, Charles Steger, I think it's
Steger, his name. Steger, yeah.
It says something here about the shooter who killed himself as a student, ascent, resided in Tech dormitory. It says here, he is calling the man the second shooter, says that they are still investigating the possibility of two shooters or others, in his words.
Yes.
So that was kind of, you know, queer all by itself. How did this dude who spent, you know, $571, went out there and bought what, supposedly two guns, 9mm, had a, you know, buku amount of ammunition, and managed to wipe out 32 people scattered all over the place? Something's not smelling right there.
No, nothing about this actually makes sense to me in any capacity. It all reeks of some big problems. Whether it's, you know, relatively well-intentioned problems or just a complete and total debacle orchestrated in a certain fashion. I mean, when you look at tragedies and whatnot, you know, I don't discount, you know, certain things. And obviously the glaring thought with this story is the number dead, 33.
Yeah. The ultimate, it is getting kind of suspicious.
Yeah, well, it should be.
With that favorite numbers, you know, 11, you know, that... To have this guy have a mind snap like this and just, you know, pick random targets. There was one little story came across and I had found it. It's kind of an obscure little story that there was a Jewish Holocaust survivor that actually put himself under the shooter and allowed a lot of his students to escape.
He was killed.
Yeah, wiped him out. And there's so many things about this Columbine kind of thing happening. All of a sudden now, makes you wonder what they're distracting us with this story to hide something bigger behind the scenes that nobody's looking at.
Sure, well, nobody's talking about Iran. And I think, actually, Iran had come out and done the shooting, which, you know, hey, we appreciate that. We didn't expect them to really say, just as we planned. But
smirking in the background, like, you know, supposedly as we were, you know, dancing on top of the building when the plane hit, you know. There's all these things like this you don't know.
Certainly. And that's why it's important that we, again, not peruse the news information available, but actually not just the headlines, read the content and read numerous versions of it, because you're always going to find bits and pieces scattered about. Let's talk a little bit about global warming, because I know this, you know, this the science of it is very, very much a pet project of yours. And again, the whole thing about global warming is very significant in my mind. I think it's going to be poised to be more significant as time goes on. As you see sort of the world sort of, you know, collectively moving in various circles and in various directions, you have to take notice. I mean, we're supposed to be cognizant of this global government and all the implications that would come with it.
Yeah, I was really impressed by this last thing that came up last month. that put this gag order on these scientists to not discuss this anymore.
And global warming in general, or?
Global warming, ice melt, climate, mostly the word they used was climate change.
Oh.
They had two scientists went over to Europe, and they had a symposium that they went to, and they were given instructions that three subjects they could not touch: the polar bear situation, the global melt off, and climate change.
Mm.
I mean, you know, what does that say? What are they trying to hide? What do they know they don't want everybody else to hear?
Yeah, that's extremely interesting for a couple of reasons, just in my mind, just off the cuff. Climate change, you can't say, but global warming, you can. Now, what is that? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That seems to indicate to me that what you get here is global warming, a process of climate change, implying that it's not just keep getting hotter and hotter and hotter and then go back to normal. I mean, it has to change at some level to go hotter and hotter and hotter. And again, you can think about it in various ways, underwater volcanoes, more moisture in the air, more cloud cover equals colder temperatures, and subsequently maybe an ice. And I mean, that's that the Pentagon climate report states that quite clear, that there'd be a Siberia-like climate in the UK.
Yeah, they're trying to squeeze the story in that direction. Like they're putting a chill on people's minds with the idea that they won't worry about all this global warming thing, the ice age coming, so it doesn't matter. But the thing you have to use that I notice when I'm going to get mad about stupid stories I see out there, that you have to kind of weed out the junk science and the junk stories by looking at it and saying, you know, we know what's going on right now. We know what's happening, you know, now. Not like, you know, the story's talking about what 100-year climate thing, you know, in 100 years, this and that, you know. That one movie, Al Gore's movie,
Inconvenient Truth.
It's ridiculous, because if you look at the situation, I even looked at the UV index yesterday and today, and it's 6 here in Iowa. High. It's considered high here. It's like 11 down there in Mexico. 11 is considered extreme on the scale. I looked at the scale. It goes to 11 on this one map I'm looking at, and it's already over the scale. It's already showing signs of, you know, the color pattern is already over to 12. And by the time June, July hits here, it's going to be at the end of the scale somewhere, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15 maybe, which is severe. And there's nobody really talking about that situation. They're not talking about why that is and what's going on. And you look at the science and say, if you see this this problem cause, you know, all kinds of effects we see now, don't worry about it. Just forget the science is what happens. It doesn't have anything to do with what, you know, happens 100 years now, even 50 years now from now, even 20. It doesn't matter. What happens now is what really counts.
That's true.
And most of the science are talking about 100 years in projection, you know, like 100 is all this, you know, weather. Global warming made like a 2-degree increase, and, you know, God almighty, you got these stories. I had this one weird one that came across my board today. It was kind of weird. I thought, talking about having 9 billion people on the planet by the year 20 or 2050, somewhere in that time frame. Like, I don't think there's going to be that many people alive by that time with the stuff that's going on the way it is.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make no sense. It's like distraction at all times. They're just throwing all stuff out there to get people distracted. And what's picking through the news in that, you know, like other than you and me, looking into this thing doesn't make any sense. It
yes.
does not.
And that's definitely what I want to talk about. I don't know if we have a break coming up or not.
I was waiting for that.
I think I hear the music very, very quietly. Hang on a second, my friend. We'll do this break. And folks, we're back in 3 minutes, and we'll talk about exactly what's happening, why it doesn't make sense, with our good friend, news anchor Greg Colson is with us. And we'll be back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & Dealer are all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products from stoves to Staber wash and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic abaca beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-22-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a third customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We all train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Good evening. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Our special guest this evening is Greg Colson here on Frankly Speaking Radio. Greg, welcome back, sir.
Hello.
Thank you again for your time this evening. We were just talking about global warming, and you mentioned, you know, none of this makes sense. Now, I have my own reasons for thinking that, but I certainly agree. I wonder if you might contextualize your thoughts on the issue.
Absolutely. Let's throw some what we could call deductive reasoning at this. Okay. And look at something called, I call it observational science. It's stuff you see in your everyday life, looking around inside your home, and you got to ask yourself the question of the stuff you know how it works at home, and observe certain things take place at home, and you're just ordinary, there's a scientific environment happening around you all the time.
Okay.
Here's a question a person could ask himself. The gravity that affects your shower that you take, you know, from day to day, mm-hmm. when you get in the tub and the shower, does gravity affect the water there any differently than it does when it's outside with rains?
No.
The difference between the two.
Exactly.
There's observational science you can apply in your own home that make you wonder why these things aren't really being pointed out when you're looking at things like global warming. About it's a global effect. Certain things that happen on a scientific scale that you can do in your own house that the world outside the house that you're not paying attention to is actually, you know, that people don't really get it. Here's a perfect example.
Okay.
You know how you got the nice little beer you pull out of the refrigerator, soda pop or thing, mostly in a glass bottle, and you can watch. When you first crack it open, what do you see? Do you see this little vaporous mist come out of the bottle? Many people never ask themselves the question, what is this and what causes this? It's not like, you know, where'd this little mist from? In this pressurized environment inside this, you know, carbonated soda bottle, when you crack that open, the expanding gases causes it to cool. Now, most people, you know, here's the thing, they ask themselves, how could that be like that is? Anybody down there in the South Desert region, they got these things called evaporative coolers. Mm-hmm. How do they actually take place and how they work? How do they do what they do? The water flows through these nice felt or different types of, you know, materials they have mm-hmm. in these coolers, and the air passes through it. And as the air passes through there, the hot air from outside causes vaporization of the water in there, and it cools off the air that passes through. Mm-hmm. When you open your soda pop bottle, the expanding gases causes a release of all this pressure. It's almost like having a tiny vacuum effect. And the vacuum effect sucks some of the moisture out of the water portion of the soda, and it vaporizes. As it cools, you can see it poofing out of the neck. Mm-hmm. This effect happens out there in the atmosphere as well. The same happens with, you know, this is low pressures that are occurring out there. You get a low pressure area, you watch it on your weather news, and when that low pressure area occurs,
The water condenses into clouds and then cools and then rains. Okay?
Yeah.
Here's something that's really phenomenal about. Why is it that they've been talking about global dimming a lot? There's
right.
a problem with this thing where on a broad scale, you heat up the soda bottle, and it's really freaky when you do this, because you heat up the soda pop bottle, you crack it, and a lot of times you'll still see this vapor, but more of it, because there's a temperature change and alteration. You get this from, like, the night side vision of the sun and, you know, the earth, and then the sun side. There's so many crazy alterations just on that little between hot and cold. The thing that really bugs me is this. When they're doing this thing about global warming, they're talking about pan evaporation with this idea of global dimming. They're discussing how the effect that they have studied and tried to understand. What is it that actually is it the heat that causes the water to evaporate? And they always looked at the subject and looked and studied it and found that it's not the case. Something to do with water, the light that's reflecting off the water that is causing the evaporation. So there's not as much evaporation happening at night. Well, we used to because it was just cooler.
Right.
No, a lot of deals with this sun hitting the surface of the water. Here's something you can think about. This is where it gets funny. If you, in your mind, you think about this. Now, this is hard science for most people, and it's hard to observe this. Here's one way to do it. You look at the light spectrum of the Earth that you see coming from the sun. The visible spectrum of what we see is, if you look at the electromagnetic spectrum, there's a strangeness that happens between having waves at the, like you drop a pebble in the water.
Mm-hmm.
You see these waves occur from the point of origin of the little thing you dropped in there. The waves have like a distance of, do I hear the sound?
Yes, you do. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We'll have more time here in this next segment. Folks, please stay with us. Just a short break for only 3 minutes, and then back with our special guest this evening, Greg Colson. And I'm looking forward to getting some science dumbed down to me here tonight. Hopefully you guys can understand this already. Stay with us. Back in for more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly said that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant men in unison should take the logicals of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in unjust war. However, if enough Protestants do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martin entitled, WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of nation's peril. The Artificial Eastern Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles of time to prove conclusively that wage never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 with careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look at history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has protected its holder, a asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to appreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frank Speaking Radio. I am your host, Will, and our special guest this evening, Greg Colson. Greg, welcome back. We were just delving into some science. I'm trying my best to follow along.
Well, you have to forget the fact that this is radio, and it's hard to do this without little aids, you know, to help you out.
Yes.
But I'll kind of describe it the best I can.
Okay.
it's been a long day, but
I appreciate
I can take
it
at this hour. Hey, man, this is fun. This is fun. It's a good thing for me to work my mind like this because, you know, it's easy to know this stuff and understand why it works. Sometimes it's harder to know how much the other subject actually understands what you are telling them so they kind of grasp a little bit about what this is and how to make it work in their own mind. And sometimes that's hard to do.
Okay. That makes sense. You left off. You were talking about the pebble analogy.
Yes. You drop a pebble in the water, and you can see the waves progressing out from it. You can measure actually the distance from the crest of one wave to the crest of another. There's a certain number of distance between those points. If you look at, like, radio waves, we are familiar with UHF, VHF. VHF range, you've got FM, so in the middle of it. And we're talking about if you could physically see the waves that are produced in the air by FM radio, some of them, you know, some of these waves are like a meter apart.
Mm-hmm.
If you could throw a pebble in the water and watch, you know, the wave start and then wait long enough in time till the next wave starts and measure a meter between places, that's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
When you get onto stuff like visible light, frequencies are very much closer there. You get all the way down to the end of the spectrum, the one I like to look into, they're called UV. You're talking about nanometers. And we're at like 1/1,000,000th of a meter of a wave between, you know, the crest of a wave of another. There's something people don't quite understand yet. Because they're not telling people this so they can understand this in their own mind. It's cause, so they're fooling. It's like the salesman thing, you know. You can't dazzle them with details, baffle them with,
right.
You know, BS. Right?
It's true.
You kind of weed out the BS the best you can and try to understand, you know, the details and make sense of the details because dazzling us with a lot of junk,
mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of bling, but that stuff is just, you know, it's fool's gold, as they call it.
Yeah.
This is the thing where I get into when I look at this. You can look at another observational piece of science in your own life. When you're driving on the highway, at night, you see these blue headlights coming at you. And you've seen these fog lights, they penetrate, so first they penetrate the fog.
Mm-hmm.
You got the white light. If you're going through the night in the dark, and it's a foggy evening, and you're walking out, and, you know, you're looking for your dog. If you had a blue lens on your flashlight, you're more likely to see him farther away than you do if you had a white, bright white. It's just illuminating the fog right in front of you, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the blue light, why does it penetrate the fog? It's these tiny, tiny wavelengths of light that shine between molecules. The molecules aren't as capable of diffusing the light.
Mm.
The thing that's difficult about this when you really, really dig down into it, you can understand this, and I'm going to touch on this the best I can and get to understand this. On the low end of the light spectrum toward the infrared, down a little bit further, you have something called radar. Down in there, you got microwave. It's in between the UHF light spectrum. The first part of infrared is down in there in that range.
Mm-hmm.
Radar is just the beginning of well, like bats. They, you know, they say they can't see well, but they actually can. They've already proven they see quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't use see with. They use sound, sonar. And radar is a lot of this type of thing on that same spectrum. It penetrates, you know, ground-penetrating radar. It all depends on how much it is. When you get in, you know, the more intense the radar is, the farther you can reach down, you know, penetrate the ground and see stuff down under there. You think of light the same way. You know, the way we see colors is light strikes the surface, it reflects back off the surface. Depending on what the surface is capable, in a certain frequency of paint, it reflects back blue or green, based on what frequency it's not absorbing. See, it absorbs everything else but that one frequency that produces blue. Hmm. So that's the part we see when it comes back at us. So the question is, water being transparent, of course, why is it that, you know, even on a day pretty dim, they talk about global dimming, we're talking about maybe 30, 35, 40% reduction in light hitting the surface of the Earth, yet we still have quite amount of something that's striking the surface of the Earth or the water that's created enough moisture to produce massive, massive storms off the coast of California, off the coast of Mexico, up through the United States, and produce snow in this time of the year. You know, 5 foot and high elevations out there, 400 different airlines was canceled this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, why have we seen weird diversity of things? Don't seem like it's in a, you know, the nor'easter occurs, but the strength of this one was quite a scale.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, why is all these things happening? If, okay, let me see if I can get this to you. When you look at the problem with this pan evaporation, they call it pan evaporation, they say that light striking the surface of the water energizes the water molecules. Energize. Keep that on your mind.
Okay.
That comes up. Energizing the water molecules, causing them to evaporate quicker. So if you dim the amount of light, you should have less pan evaporation. Well, in the case of what some of the global warming people, you know, studying this, yes, there's a lack of pan evaporation. But that's only in certain locales. You know, in certain parts of the world, a certain spectrum of light is passing through and it's missing other places. And you ask yourself a question, why is there so much of it
mm-hmm.
happening over, you know, land masses and not so much out in the oceans?
Mm.
Here's the thing. When you have the chemtrail, when they're spraying so much massive amounts of stuff, they even put portions of silver and aluminum and other heavy metals in there, they're mm-hmm. reflecting as much light off back into space as they can. But there's that point again. You're walking in the fog in the night with your white flashlight. It's dim on the other side of, you know, 3 feet of you because all the light's coming back at you.
Right.
Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got the blue light spectrum, the higher frequencies, passing through the fog, reaching farther, you ask yourself this question. Can UV light, which is on the highest end of the spectrum, and to put this in kind of active here, when you're dealing like your microwave, micro excites the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, microwave excites the water molecules on the surface of the food. Doesn't really penetrate the food.
Right.
That's why it's always cold in the middle. You can't take a frozen thing and stick it in a microwave, and you know you'll have the outside cooked and the inside will froze
mm-hmm.
because it's striking the surface. UV radiation, ultraviolet. We're talking about extreme radiation. I want to tell you how extreme this is. You look at the electromagnetic spectrum. You get, like I said, up to light. You're starting like with infrared, which is heat. We feel this. Water absorbs massive amounts of heat. That's why the clouds in the sky, it seems like on a cloudy day it's a lot cooler because the heat, the infrared is being absorbed by the moisture.
Hmm.
The evaporative coolers in your southwest, all that heat, radiant heat that's in the air, is passing through the water. The water's absorbing massive amounts of this heat, and you get cool air passing through the other side. You see this happening all over the place, but for some reason, you go stand out on a somewhat cloudy day, global thing happening, they're spraying enough crap as they can possibly imagine,
mm-hmm.
it don't feel excessively hot. Yet, you look at the UV index, and it's quite up.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what's happening? You got your blue light spectrum of light, but it's on the farther end of it. We're looking at ultraviolet, which is really, you get up in that end of the light spectrum, you can't see that.
Okay.
And like ants, they see by UV light. There's a lot of speculation that UV light is actually blinding the bees, maybe causing them to be wiped out. That's more of a speculative thing. It may be more accurate than the idea cell phones are killing them.
Yes.
You probably know that.
I have, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's so much cell phone activity around. It's been for decades, you know, as long, you know, almost 10 years now. This is really heavy in some places. Why hadn't these bees been wiped out long before now? There's another explanation for that, but I can say, you know, explain why that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But the UV thing is happening, obviously. Even as much stuff as they're putting in the atmosphere. And they're pulling up in, I saw this report recently talking about barium oxide.
Mm-hmm.
Barium oxide absorbs massive, massive quantities of water. And it turns into barium hydroxide. There's a report that came out, and I can't, forgive me, because there's so many universities, so many stories, so many newspapers, I catch the details and remember that. And I can go back and fish around through Google and find the story if I want. This one story reported the fact that they're getting a higher concentration of barium oxide than human beings are exposed to in certain parts. It's almost, you know, it's beyond 5 parts per million, which is, you know, it's reached beyond safe limits.
Okay.
You can't imagine how these people are not, they're trying to stave off something severe. They're knocking out, absorbing the water, knocking it out as much as they can, reflecting back as much stuff in space. But yet, the UV radiation, this UV radiation, upper end of the scale, one step up from ultraviolet, you get X-rays. One step up from that, you get gamma rays.
Wow.
There's not much protection on the high UV scale. You can understand now.
Yeah, I think I
that
do.
That radiation can penetrate stuff.
Well, let me see if I can, you know, summarize briefly and see if this makes sense. Let me know if I'm wrong, but here's what I gather. What
All
you're
right.
saying is that the attempts are being made to minimize the amount of sunlight that gets through the atmosphere by spraying things and so on and so forth. So as a result of that, we're not seeing as much heat, meaning the temperature of the planet, so you know, insofar as to say that that's... However, we are getting extra doses of UV because stuff that they put up there is somehow just letting that through, which I guess what that means in essence is that you're getting more of what you should get.
Well,
is that right?
Well, we're not really... It's yes, but
okay.
We're not really wanting more UV.
Right.
The key, we remember from the, if I wish we had the archive in my previous show, but it got wiped out somehow.
I know.
You know.
Well, that's why
we know
why
that. We know what they did, mm-hmm. whoever they might be out there. This thing with UV, okay? There's a severe problem when you look at UVA, UVB, and UVC. Three, you know, major, you know, freaks of this we're dealing with. You get, like, this thing called sunscreen you put on. You go in the sun,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to, you know, keep it baked. For years and years and years, scientific community did not discuss this openly until they had a few shows on TV about it in pretty small stories. they had laboratory scientists come out and point out the fact to warn people. Why were they all of a sudden warning them of this, and then all of a sudden they shut up about it? UVA and UVB can be blocked by sunblock. But there's a higher frequency that's called UVC, which is the key element of UV radiation that is, you know, the one point that is responsible for a majority of skin cancers not being blocked by these sunblockers. Now, here, you go back in time and you look at what happened with the sun. When I was in school, they talked about we had a nice, bright yellow sun. Now they're discussing it being a real bright white sun. What has changed here? What did they try to go off and hide us from finding out about? Is the sun actually going off the hook? 2001 is supposed to have been solar maximum. It was. Headed towards solar maximum 2006, except the sun just kept increasing 2006, and it never cooled off. And never went back to normal levels. Now we're headed from solar minimum back up to solar maximum again, and we're already at a peak point above what it was 2001.
Oh.
We're in trouble.
I see. So in essence, the sun itself is changing, and everything they're trying to do to stave off global warming is not having any effect. So the best they can hope to do is shield us from what is actually in place, which is, in essence, we here on this planet are being microwaved to death. And as a result of that, and obviously we've looked at microwaves before quite extensively on the show, we know the harm that they cause, not just living organisms, but also food supply in the kind of living organisms. So,
yes, sir.
In essence, then, the sun is changing. They're trying to blame it on global warming and let be the big distraction for everybody, of course. And what you're saying here about the solar minimum and maximum obviously, is when it peaks and it starts to degrade. So you're saying that now we're in a solar minimum, but the solar minimum that we're at now is equivalent to the maximum, typically, at any other time. So as it heads into a maximum state, it's actually going to be magnified as far as its harmful effects on us.
Intensity, about 50%. They project about 50% more than what it is currently.
That's powerful and obviously very frightening things, because this indicates that for all of humanity's accomplishments and all our ability to pat ourselves on the back, there's really no way to control or help us with this issue. So no sunblock, no UV protection, sunglasses, not jazz.
Well, UV protection sunglasses might help to a small degree. I noticed something very strange about the Observer. They had an interesting article that came out that pointed out all the different types of chemicals and stuff that they have been able, the laboratories in the U.S. have been able to pick out. Let me see if I can't pull that up and read to you. Idaho Observer didn't give it a date in particular. Oh, it does. 8th of 2006. That's the 28th day of 2006. The Idaho Observer recently lab report's found following samples of chemicals in the bacteria, including anthrax, pneumonia, 9 chemicals, including acetylcholine chloride. That's right. That one we'll come back to. That's why, you know. There's 26 heavy metals included, arsenic, lead, barium, mercury, and uranium. 4 molds and fungi, 7 viruses, 2 cancers, 2 viruses, and 2 sedatives. That's just the small list of what they discovered in all this crap we're getting sucked into. The one that really stood out to me was the acetylcholine chloride. When you go find out what this stuff does, if you go to eye surgery, like cataract surgery, you know that the normal light that they put the drops in there causes your eyes to dilate, which means your pupils open up and you get all in the world, right? This acetylcholine chloride rapidly causes your iris of your eye to shrink down. So why are they putting this stuff in the air? Do they want to protect our eyes from how intense this is? Even right from this little town here from Viola, from Webster City, we're coming back to town where we live here now. And today it was like 3 in the afternoon. And the sun was just almost, I had a headache by the time I got home. And the sun has been so intense, the brightness of it, this acetylcholine chloride, they're putting it in the air and it's hitting the droplets of this stuff is hitting in our eyes and causing our pupils to shrink down to a small amount. The dosage determines how much the pupils shrink.
Hold that thought for a second. I have to hear more about it, and I know people are wanting to call in. Folks, our number 800-313-9443. We'll continue to pick the brain of our guest tonight, Greg Colson, and we're back in 3 minutes. Please stay with us.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since health coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
God, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 65 antioxidants for all kinds of hits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd know about it.
It sounds great, but how much cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it. I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free. 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been a global supplier of the finest medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oil, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and an Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our 100 exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery, the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered act like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations. The chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Something that tells me what it's all about.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Tail end of our number one already. Can't believe how fast it's going. Keep in mind, of course, this hour is being brought to you by our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort. They have 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to a multitude of fun things to do here in the natural state of Arkansas, as well as, of course, nearby Branson, and also fun things for you and the whole family. So consider it as your vacation destination this year. You can visit them online at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. We certainly appreciate them. We also appreciate the time and personal attention to detail that our good friend Greg Wilson is bringing to us here tonight. Welcome back, and thank you. I'm just kind of blown away. In essence, as part of the makeup of this the chemtrail sprays, and obviously, I paid attention to the cancers, to the anthrax, to the vaccines, to the sedatives, to the heavy metals, but I never really knew what you're discussing. And again, you'll have to refresh my memory. What's the material called?
Acetylcholine chloride.
And that is used to restrict the eyes, the iris, I guess.
It reduces, cause the pupil to shrink.
The pupil,
down.
Okay.
A really small hole to look through.
Wow.
In effect, now, if it actually. In order to have, you know, for people who have good eyesight, that, you know,
yeah.
that have long-distance eyesight back then, you know, people who were scouts during the Civil War, they'd always squint out in the sun, you know, and they could see like a hawk from one hill to the next, you know, 2 miles away. They could pick out, you know, a little dude reflecting, you know, something out in the woods. You could see this guy, and their eyes were set for that, for long distance. I think, I noticed I've had a number of people in my family have talked about the fact, they're just gadging over in the 40s and stuff, you know, and we're looking at... eyes we're having, and it's, they say it's normal. Some, but the doctors haven't been looking at this, and they're asking questions. They're saying, this is a little bit more than abnormal problem with your eyesight. The UV, you can take your UV sunglasses, and most of them will say, some of them actually put a sticker on that says UVA and UVB protection. Well, UVC, it doesn't. But that's the intense one that actually can burn if you physically look at the sun too long today. Even like years ago, they said, never look at the sun. Today, it takes much to burn a few little, you know, rods and cones in your eye with just a little bit of that UV radiation.
Yeah.
And it's high-intensity radiation. It's high-intensity vibrations. It's, we're talking about, here's the thing. Here is the reason why we have this pandemic still happening over the oceans. They get the chemtrails, and they're targeting the majority of land mass. Okay, they're still getting a lot of it on the oceans and stuff to a certain degree, but there's a lot of wasted space there. They really don't have a need to spray a lot of water area unless they want to control, you know, too much evaporation, hit it with that barium oxide, suck out much of the moisture and cause it to come back and, you know, get saturated. Here's the thing. Take your glass of water. You take some, throw in the salt, stir it, and the salt will disappear, the crystals. There'll be some point when you keep pouring the salt crystals in there, and keep soaring, all of a sudden salt crystals just sink bottom and stay.
Supersaturation, right?
Yes, sir. If they can supersaturate the atmosphere with enough barium oxide, it looks like they're getting where it's like, you know, getting to be problematic levels. If you go look, on like Google, you know, in its material safety data sheet, MSS, and type in the word MSS barium oxide and pull that up and read what it says. It's a major contributor to heart problems. In a working environment, you don't want to mess around with that. Did I hear music?
Yeah, we're at the end of the hour already. I can't believe how fast time is going. Greg, I want to, you know, get you to clarify and expand on some things here when we come back, and then I'd like to open lines for a little bit, if that's okay with you.
Sure, let's try.
All right, sounds good. Folks, our number, 800-313-9443. What the heck is going on with the sun? We're going to find out when we come back. Stay with us in 90 seconds.
With